Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This one here is episode 165. I've been doing these for a little while now, eh? All those hours, all those weeks put in. I mean, zero improvements to anything. I can confidently say that we've accomplished absolutely nothing with our hard work and dedication and persistence. That's a life lesson for all you kids out there that are listening. You know, when people say bullshit like hard work will set you free, stuff like that, they're lying to you. I mean, you only have so much potential, really. And chances are it's a lot less than anything you really want to achieve. You know, what you have is a lot less than the tools that you need to get forward, move forward in life. You know, life is misery and suffering and failure. It's, you know, it's a useless struggle to try to maintain the shitty quality of life you have right now. And yeah, that's just going to get harder and harder, and more futile by the day. I don't think I've grown at all as a podcaster or a broadcaster, during this time. It's just a continual pain in the ass, every week to try to get these done. You know, each one's a complete bomb by any metric, you know, fucking downloads or fucking, you know, participation of the audience. So, you know, I think I've become a worse person really for doing it. So don't try anything in your life. That's my advice. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website where nothing gets done again. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the address where, again, nobody sends emails. So I'm Absolute Deicide. I'm your chipper, cheery host for the evening or morning or whatever the fuck. It's actually morning right now. As I'm doing this late because, yeah, it's fucking... Yeah. So, yeah, we're here to talk about the only important thing in this world, really, which is video games. And we're at the start of the most exciting time of the year for those who partake in our little hobby, the holiday season, if you want to call it that, September, October, November, the holiday quarter, we'll say, that might be more apt for the money-grubbing Jews that run the business. Yeah, the big ones that are coming, you know, fucking Call of Duty, blah, 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 Battlefield, fucking whatever, Red Dead, of course, all that shit. Those are coming. You know, this week there's a big hubbub around a certain half-spider, half-man abomination called Spider-Man. And yeah, we'll get to that probably in the last half of the show. At least, because, you know, there was a Friday release for that one. You know, a late, slanty-eyed fucking Friday release. And yeah, we've got a show to do in the meantime. So let's play a little game called Killing Time. It's a real life game. You may have inferred from that little intro there. I mean, I haven't been in the most positive of spirits lately. And you might be thinking, like, you know, hey, you know, why are you such a Debbie Downer? You know, why such a fucking, you know, why such the long face? Well, first off, it's an audio podcast and you can't see my face, so you're a fucking liar. And also, you know, I've been fucking, again, I've been sick and fucking bleeding out of my ass for the past few weeks, which, yeah, you would know if you listened to the show and weren't such a fucking autistic piece of shit. So yeah, doesn't help the blood. It doesn't help the humors in the blood either, you know. So yeah, my last fucking you know, real life fucking last ditch effort to not completely fucking spiral into fucking just, you know, just being a complete garbage, fucking whatever, you know, complete spiral into fucking madness, psychotherapy. I've been doing that for a few months, right? I don't know, 2 or 3 months. Yeah, something I talked about on the show. You would know if you're a, you know, a true hardcore fan. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, I was going to fucking therapy, and that's supposed to help, isn't it? I mean, just fucking, like, you know, people like me are just fucking, like, I don't know, just completely fucking hopeless and, yeah, hopeless and fucking lost in fucking life. It's supposed to, you know, help you out, isn't it? But yeah, so yeah, what a fucking crock of shit that is. So about once a week, usually, you know, I was going to some fucking broad's house, and I wasn't personally like paying or anything, like out of my pocket. I was just doing it from fucking like work insurance or whatever. So, you know, it wasn't like me like losing money doing that. But I mean, you know, she's getting fucking rich off of that, off of fucking the insurance company paying her, which, I mean, I do fucking, I guess, pay for that through work, I guess. So if you want to look at it like that. And yeah, you know, as much as I was fucking like, I would try to like buy what she's selling. I mean, yeah, the fucking psychology is a complete fucking joke. I mean, again, months of her just be like, hey, read this book. Like, she'd like suggest some book and fucking like watch this fucking like YouTube video. And here's a fucking checklist of fucking homework to do before like next week. Like, you know, it's like, dude, it's fucking like school. Like, dude, I'm fucking 34 year old fucking grumpy fucking pissed off guy. Like, seriously, you gonna do this? Like, give me shit like this to do? And I, you know, I was trying it. You know, I was giving it my all, and I was just like, I feel fucking worse for doing this. Like, I feel, it's just like, dude, I was just like wasting more of my time, and just like, you know, it's fucking the books he's suggesting fucking complete fucking shit. And just, you know, it's like, here, here's this video. It's like, cool. It's not fucking Jordan Peterson. It's like some fucking douchebag. Like, oh, just think positive for style. You know, if you've just got to change, you got to change your outlook in life. And just like, dude, fuck off, dude. Made me fucking mad. So yeah, because, you know, it's this fucking complicated, convoluted fucking theory, or like fucking, it's just like, hey, this series of activities they want you to do, and it's fucking, you know, they fucking wrap it up in this fucking word fucking salad to make it sound more complex than it really is. Which, anyway, they call that psychobabble for a reason, you know what I mean? If you've ever heard that psychobabble, I'm like, oh, I get that now, I get that word, because it's just fucking, well, you know, the hippocampus and blah, 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 this part of the brain, it's like, yeah, and? like, fucking, what good is that? Like, who cares? You know, it's fucking just modern fucking phrenology. You fucking like, oh, look, you know, this part of your brain lights up. If you just like, dude, fucking cares. Like, it doesn't fucking mean anything. So, yeah, it just, you know, just, yeah, just, you know, it just boils down to fucking, like, hey, you know, again, like the whole like thing that came, if you want like fucking 3 months of fucking therapy, you want it for free. Hey guys, think positive, you know, think positive and you'll feel more positive. Like, that's the whole fucking like thing. And, you know, in other words, fucking, you know, just lie to yourself and fucking, you know, fake it till you make it, like that type of thing. Put on a smile in the morning and, you know, you'll feel happy. And, you know what I mean? You won't feel as fucking depressed. No, you know, at fucking Grunt Free Press, where we're dedicated to uncovering the fucking truth, no matter how fucking ugly it is, no matter how much blood we have to leak out of our asses, it doesn't matter. We're full steam and we're committed to this. So yeah, I mean, she fucking just asked me like, oh, you know, should you ever try like meditation and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, I think that's pretty gay. And, oh, even if you think it's fucking gay, you should try it. And just like, come on, dude, it's gay. I mean, what do you want from me? So yeah, I don't think she was a fucking very good therapist. And yeah, I don't know how much longer that's going to go on there. So, that, actually, yeah, I just fucking, yesterday I was fucking, I'm just like, dude, like, it was just like fucking, like, not even, I wasn't like blowing up completely, it was just like, dude, like, this is not fucking, this is like garbage, see, this is fucking not working. And she's like, oh, I understand, and blah, 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 well, we'll take a break, you know, we're not gonna schedule something else. And she's like, dude, fuck off. Yeah, and she, you know, yeah, she fucking emailed me, and she's like, yeah, I was talking about like, oh, what do you do with your free time and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, why don't you get like a second job? And like, dude, I work a fucking full-time job. Like, I get like a fucking second job or some shit. You know what I mean? Just completely fucking ruin myself. And I have like no fucking energy left to do anything like from my first job. You want me to get a fucking second job? But anyways, she's like, fucking, like, what do you do in your spare time? Like, yeah, you know, I play a lot of fucking games and shit. I know that's fucking, you know, recently been like some fucking like addiction thing or like mental illness or level of like liking video games or whatever. But, and she's like, oh, no, like whatever. And, you know, and then she fucking like sends me, you know, I'm like, all right, whatever. I thought it was like done. Like fucking, you know, clean my hands. I'm done. Like fucking, I told her fucking, like, I'm not fucking coming. Like whatever, dude. I'm fucking all set. This is gay. And, yeah, she fucking like sends me some email and she's like, whatever. Like these links to like, I don't even know what the fuck they were, dude. It's like, hey, you know, maybe this didn't work out, but try, like, you know, have a look into this one here, like, this other kind of therapy where they, like, strap, like, nodes to your fucking head and they measure your fucking, biometrics and blah, 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 and, like, dude, I don't know, it looks like fucking some Clockwork Orange shit, and then, like, fucking, she's like, she sends me this article of like, hey, look, here's something video game related I found. And it's like fucking, you know, she's not even fucking old, dude. She's probably like my age or like whatever, a couple years older. And she fucking like sends me some fucking like article about, hey, look, you know, this guy's making like, you know, millions off of fucking whatever, you know, fucking video games. There's a guy who owns fucking like Streamlabs or whatever. And he's like some article talking about, oh, this crazy new phenomenon where people fucking, stream video games online and all these other people watch it and they give them money and it's fucking talked about like Ninja and shit from like Fortnite. It's like, Jesus fuck, you gotta be kidding me. Like, this is ridiculous. So anyway, pretty much like whatever, you know, she should have just said fucking, you know, thanks for the money and get fucked. It probably would have been a more appropriate fucking response. What a fucking blade of agony in the back. A fucking Wolfenstein blade of agony, in case you didn't pick up on that. So yeah, I talked about this Doom mod last week. Yeah, it's called Wolfenstein Blade of Agony. And yeah, you get a shout out once again, fucking GGG Man Lives on YouTube. He's a great reviewer in general, good fucking, you know, he's got a good taste in games. He finds the good shit. Yeah, I was playing that. Blade of Agony is fucking good. So, yeah, I was a little fucking apprehensive about playing it because fucking mods, you know. I'm not a big guy with fucking mods and fucking homebrew, homemade shit. And it's also, you know, the game's also, they have like chapter 1 and chapter 2 that are released. And then there's like a chapter 3 thing there. And it's like, oh, to be fucking added later. So, not this, but you know, it's like a planned fucking trilogy. And the third fucking act is grayed out. Like, it's not done yet. They're working on it or whatever. So, you know, it's almost like an early access game, if you want to think of it that way. I mean, it's, it's free. It's a fucking, you know, it's a mod or whatever. So, it'd be kind of an odd way to describe it as early access, but yeah, you could if you wanted. It's the same kind of principle, I guess. And yeah, you know, there actually is a story to the game, despite being a fucking Doom 2 mod or whatever. You know, it's it's sparse. The story's sparse. It's mostly told through like short little paragraphs of text that you read from NPCs in between missions when you're, you know, they have like a headquarters, like a base that you go to, and then, you know, they give you like mission briefings there before you head out. And the briefings are basically like, hey, like, here's a map of like where you are, like in the world, like what country you're going to, and you're gonna fucking, you know, this is what the fucking Nazis are planning or whatever, and it's usually something bad, and here's what you're doing to stop them, which is usually whatever. You just find, when you get in the level, it's like, alright, I'm just gonna fucking shoot a bunch of fucking Nazis, pretty much. Like, that's pretty much the plot. But, I mean, they make a big show of it, and it's fucking like, oh yeah, you know, again, just like a couple paragraphs, just like, hey, look, here's why you're doing this, and this fucking super soldier program they're working on, or whatever, or this is your target, and blah, 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 that shit. Then you go in, and it's just pretty much Wolfenstein levels. So yeah, again, keep in mind when I'm talking about this game, this is fucking running on the Doom engine, you know. So everything is drawn in pixels. You know, the sprites are all 2D. I mean, you can like aim with the mouse up and down. It's not like that fucking, not that old school. It's not like fucking like real like vanilla Doom or anything like that. It's what do they call it, like Z-Doom or whatever is what that was originally called, which is like, again, I'm not fucking huge on the mods, but just like fucking, like, then they made like Brutal Doom and all that shit, and it's fucking, pretty much now, if you're gonna play modern mods, it uses like fucking, like, no, you use the mouse to fucking look around, you know, fucking up and down and shit. It's not, again, original Doom, we couldn't do that. You're just fucking looking left and right. Yeah, again, I'm kind of new to this fucking mod stuff. Again, when I play fucking Doom, if I was to be like, hey, I want to play like the original Doom, I would just play vanilla fucking Doom, you know. That was always a fucking purist like that. But yeah, but Blade of Agony, you know, it's like if they used fucking, you know, if they used modern graphics, it would be a pretty legit, you know, kind of like a simplistic game, but I don't think you'd be like, you know, if they made it like whatever, you know, Call of Duty graphics or something like that, where it was like, hey, this is a single player Call of Duty campaign, like, I don't think anybody would blink an eye on that, from that. Yeah, you probably still call it like, it'd be like a little bit simple, you know, probably still call it like a throwback to like classic shooters or whatever, just like corridor shooters, because again, it's a lot of like, just like mazy shit, and like, you know, it'd be like, it's kind of like Return to Castle Wolfenstein or something like that, because it's, Yeah, it's not like they have like fucking 20-minute long cutscenes or like character moments, like where fucking BJ Blazkowicz goes to his childhood home to murder his racist father or anything like that. Man, the new Colossus was a fucking shitty fucking game. That game was awful. But yeah, it's got all the fucking staples, you know what I mean? The levels are fucking long and intricate. I guess they're kind of like mazy, like old school fucking shooters. Again, just like a corridor shooter type thing, but the levels at least make sense and they resemble real world locations and structures, you know. It's not. I remember like last time I played Doom 2, I was like, this kind of looks like shit. Yeah, it was supposed to be like hell on earth and like none of this shit really looks like buildings. It's like, no, this looks pretty straight. Like you can tell exactly what shit is. You know, a city looks like a city. There's a Normandy beach mission that looks like, I was like, hey, it looks like a fucking beach. It looks like you're on, you know, that World War II fucking mission or whatever. It's not all just tight claustrophobic hallways, you know, where you're hugging the walls and opening the map and fucking good luck like that type of thing. It's not like that, you know, like the original first Wolfenstein is pretty much that. You can like parse out where you are and where you've been by looking at like the geometry. It's high resolution, fucking designed well enough for that. Where again, it's not just complete maze and shit. As opposed to say like whatever fucking Dark Forces or like the, you know, the first System Shock there, which is kind of like this, where it's just like, oh yeah, he's like a, and just like doesn't look like a fucking just giant mess of pixels, where it's like, I don't know what the fuck, you know, what the fuck I'm looking at, what's a switch on the wall, like it's just a different colored pixel, I guess, and shit like that. Like Blade of Agony, it looks good, you know, it's sharp, good lighting and shit. It's got, you know, fog effects and the colors are pretty bright and vibrant and shit. Everything just like pops out. I'm playing it fucking ultra wide, fucking 1440p, all that shit. That's also fucking supported. The only gripe I really have with the visuals is it gets choppy in some of the bigger areas where there's a lot of enemies, you know, just giant open areas with fucking enemies and all those effects and shit going on. It's not like bad or anything. It's not like fucking like a slideshow. Like it kind of every now and then it'll be like fucking pretty bad and just like very specific areas, but yeah, really, like 90% of the game is like, oh no, it runs like super fast and shit. It's just like, no, these certain areas are just kind of like slowing down and getting a little bit choppy. It's just like a noticeable fucking like frame rate drop for usually just like a couple seconds and shit. But again, not that big of a deal on one hand, but then on the other hand, it's like, dude, this is like fucking, this is just like Doom. Like, is this like a Doom mod? You know what I mean? My fucking 1080 can't fucking handle it, like that type of thing. Two main fucking takeaways from Blade of Agony. It's fun and it's fucking hard. You know, that'd be my main fucking, probably my two favorite adjectives when talking about a game. I am a fucking professional game reviewer after all. Like the first mission, I'm playing on like the default fucking settings, all that shit. Default difficulty. So yeah, I mean, the first mission, they drop you in and tell you, you know, they tell you like, hey, you know, you're sneaking in, you can try to use like stealth to your advantage. So first Nazi you see has his fucking back turned to you. So it's like, all right, yeah, whatever, you know, crouch down, fucking walk behind him and you hit him with a shovel in the back of the head, and, you know, he dies. It's like, all right, easy enough. You know, it's going to be like one of these. I'm just going to, you know, try to find the enemy patterns and shit and be stealthy, I guess. Then you turn the next corner, there's fucking like someone just looking right at you, like right there. And, there's just like a guy staring at you who sees you, like immediately you start shooting. And there's fucking two or three guards posted up, on like buildings and shit on rooftops who just like all three of them just like see you and just fucking just immediately just start shooting at you, like right there and start nailing you. If you're not ready for it, you know, which, if you're not going to just take cover, which I wasn't for the first time, and fucking, just like fucking like up immediately, like my health's like fucking like 30%. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you know, you can barely see the guys up on the rooftops and shit. It's like at night. So yeah, died pretty quick there, like in the first level. Then I tried like two or three times, just like getting a little bit further each time and shit. So yeah, it just kind of like throws you right into the shit. And yeah, I'm rusty on my fucking shooters in general. Period. Never mind fucking old school fucking circle strafing fucking fast paced ones. Fucking mouse and keyboard again. I won't say I'm horrible with fucking mouse and keyboard. I've definitely played way more shooters with a controller at this point than mouse and keyboard. I feel more comfortable with a controller. But speaking of which, side note, I'm just going to mention this real quick. I didn't play the Black Ops, the Call of Duty had like their beta for their fucking battle royale mode, and it's like, you know, between like watching like PUBG and shit, I just like watched like probably like 5 minutes just to like see how it looked. And so yeah, I've seen fucking all this video of PUBG and like heard about like PUBG and whatever, Fortnite, I guess. And it's like seeing that like immediately, just fucking like, man, all right, that's exactly what I want. It's just like, dude, it looks like those games, only it looks good. Yeah, it was like fucking first person instead of third person. Like, it doesn't look like complete shit. Like, you know, looks polished. It looks fucking like fun and shit. And just like, dude, that's fucking cool as shit. Like, thank God I fucking waited. Didn't fucking waste my time playing shit like fucking PUBG or whatever. That looks fucking so much better. So, anyway, yeah. So, yeah, this is fucking just like old school fucking shooter. And just, you know, poking in and out of fucking cover, opening doors, relying on your twitch reflexes to like immediately like, all right, open the doors, a room of guys, and just fucking immediately just fucking spot somebody and just fucking start spraying the shit out of them, and you know, anybody in the fucking room, and just keep going, keep firing till fucking there's just like a pile of bodies there, you know. You just gotta be like quick about fucking everything. 2, 3, all right. So yeah, I mean the level design can be kind of maze like again, where you're throwing a switch here that opens a gate somewhere else, and you don't know exactly where the gate is that opens. So I mean you can end up kind of backtracking a lot and running around the entire level again, trying to figure out what changed. I mean, it's not, again, with that shit, it's like, yeah, it's there, but it's not too bad. I mean, some of the levels are fucking like large and shit. They're not like overwhelming, really. It's just fucking like, all right, it's a big map, but again, everything's kind of sectioned off of, oh, okay, once I hit this area, I know this is over here and this is over here, you know. And again, everything just kind of looks like, okay, this is a fucking whatever, you know, a bunker here, this is the fucking, you know, farmhouse over here, like whatever. You can tell what shit is. So yeah, you know, after you run through the fucking, you know, even if you lost and shit, you run through the levels a couple times and it's like you start like committing to fucking the layout to memory pretty quickly, at least like the basics of it, you know. There was one mission which, holy shit, let me tell you, not a problem with like navigating through the level. You know, it was one of the more confusing ones. You enter a base. There's a big fucking big elevator in the center of it. You can just fucking take the just fucking enter the fucking base. There's a, you know, giant elevator shaft, and you're taking the elevator down to different levels. There's like three different floors you can go to, and on each level you're supposed to find a spot to place some C4, right? That's like your mission. Like, all right, you got to place C4, you know, on a weak spot on each level. Of course, you can only, like, the spot you're going to on each floor is fucking, you can only get to, but it's not like fucking, like, oh, it's right there, like right at the beginning, like, just place it there. It's like, no, it's, you have to, you know, you're fucking flipping switches, using like key cards and like doubling back to like another spot, just fucking, all right, flip another switch and go back to where you were and open a door there. So, you know, but I mean, it's not like horrible. You know, it's like fucking like a fairly average level there as far as like fucking like puzzly like maze shit, you know. But the thing with this is, right, this is like fucking like halfway through a bit, you know, like you did like a bunch of shit before you even got to this spot, right? And as soon as you get to this base, though, as soon as you arrive there, like this fucking a timer pops up on the screen, and they tell you have 20 minutes to fucking plant the explosives, like put the C4, right, to go to the weak spots and plant the C4. So You got 20 minutes, right? 20 minutes is on the screen. In 20 minutes, you think that's just like an arbitrary kind of time limit. You would think, like if you fucking go through, it was like, ah, if, you know, if I just go through the game at like a normal pace, it's probably going to take like maybe like 15 or so, you know, if I'm just fucking, I just like won't stop and like search every little fucking like corner of the room. You know what I mean? If I just like go like normal speed, it shouldn't be a fucking problem, you'd think. You know, it's just kind of like a false, like, hurry up mechanic, so you're not fucking dragging ass to, for the level. You know, it's like, oh, they're just going to use this just to, like, build up some tension there. And, no, my friend. they're not fucking around with the timer. Like, as soon as that pops up, you essentially have to go into, like, fucking, like, speed running mode. And once it hits zero, the fucking base fills up with poison gas, and you probably have like 10 seconds after that, and you're gonna fucking die from the gas. So it just fucking draining your health. So yeah, I failed that fucking mission twice. They're just fucking like, all right, well, I'm just going along, and just fucking like, oh, I have like what, one more bomb left? Oh no, it's fucking just the timer's down. Timer's done. I'm fucking dead. And I had to restart from the fucking beginning because, I'd get like cocky. I'm just like, oh no, I did really good that time. I fucking just like, you know, a certain section, I'm just like, oh no, I blasted through it. I did really good. I'll fucking save it here, you know, and fucking save over the same slot. And just like this, like, no, you don't have time. Like, this is now, it's fucking impossible to fucking do, but you're not going to be able to do it. So I restarted the entire level like for like a second time. And yeah, it's going through again. I'm like, all right, now I have to like go like really fast. Like I can't fucking slow down. Even doing that, like fucking like really trying to go fast, like I wasn't even close with the fucking timer. Like still didn't do it. You know, just as I fucking like planted the second bomb, like the second of three bombs, it's like, oh, you have like a minute left. It's like, cool. Like I have to go backtrack out of this fucking second floor to the elevator, go down to the third floor. And you know what I mean? And fucking like, I don't even know what the fuck the third floor even looks like at this point. Yeah, I mean, they don't make it fucking easy on you, like, at all. It's like, no, you really have to fucking, like, rush your ass off through, like, anything. Not even, like, stopping. Just if you can just fucking run past fucking enemies, do that and shit. Yeah, and it's not like, hey, you know, we know it's going to be tight, so we're going to focus on, like, the running around. It's not like they don't put fewer enemies or anything like that. Like, it's, the level would be fucking, like, tough to get through even without the time limit. You know, there's fucking, ton of like bunch of like traps and fucking these zombie enemies that take like two full machine gun clips to kill, and they deliberately fucking like slow you down in certain spots, and you have to like hit it, you know, you have to like hit a switch and backtrack to like another switch, hit it, you know, backtrack again to where the first switch was, and another switch, like shit like that, and open a door you have to backtrack to, like, you know, halfway across the fucking level and shit. You know, even when I did fucking end up fucking beating it, it's probably like my third time through. I had about, I think I had negative 5 seconds left on the clock. Like, you know, there's fucking this, like, oh no, the gas is gonna go off, and fucking like gas goes off, and but I planted the fucking the last bomb. I'm just like, you know, I have like 10 fucking percent health left of me choking on the fucking gas, and fucking, I wasn't even sure if it would make it stop, the timer stop, but it did, thankfully, and fucking that was it. But yeah, that was fucking insane. I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's nuts. It reminded me of like trying to do that, like the Mile High Club level from fucking, was it Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1 or 2? I don't remember, but when we were on the fucking like plane and just, I think it's on like hard mode, we're just like, no, you just have to just be like perfect of just headshot, fucking keep running forward, like that type of thing. Almost like that. I mean, that's how fucking close it was. Like, again, going through fucking three times, knowing the level pretty well, but, yeah, you just have to remember where the fucking, you know, it's just like, all right, what parts of this level trip me up and slow me down? Just kind of commit that to fucking muscle memory. And it's like, all right, is fucking these fucking whatever monster closets are going to open here. Instead of like waiting, I'm just going to fucking just book it and run and try to get the fuck past and fly through that shit. Yeah. And the last bomb too that you plant, it's guarded by like this fucking enormous boss that takes a, it takes like a ridiculous amount of damage to take down, like so much so he has like so many fucking like hit points that His health bar is fucking so big that the bar won't go down at all. Like, fucking, yeah, it won't move down at all until you fucking, like, lay into him for fucking, like, a long time. Like, you just fucking, like, sit there, like, pumping shotgun fucking shells in his face and shit, just fucking throwing, like, every grenade you have, and just, like, the health bar doesn't move at all. Like, it just fucking just, like, stands there, you know? Doesn't move at all. So he probably has, like, whatever, like, two or three, like, normal, like, what a normal boss would have, but just fucking just, like, dude, it doesn't, the way they show it, I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, I didn't even know if I was doing any damage to him at all. I was like, is that, like, some kind of, like, trick to beating him, or what? Like, what's going on? It's just fucking, like, I'd never seen that before. It's just fucking just, it's nuts. Yeah, a lot of fucking damage. I mean, there's really no trick. I mean, the trick is just to fucking shoot the fuck out of him for a long time. So, yeah, there was fucking one level in the game where I got legitimately fucking, like, stuck. It was just, like the puzzle aspects of it. So, yeah, you're in Egypt or fucking Tunisia or whatever the fuck. Tunisia, whatever. I believe it's another word for fucking Egypt for back in the day or whatever. Because, yeah, you're in this level, there's fucking pyramids and sphinxes and shit. Yeah, I don't really care enough to look it up. Tunisia, whatever. But we'll call it fucking Egypt, so. Yeah, you're in fucking Egypt. You're doing the Indiana Jones thing. You know, where you're unveiling hidden chambers by pressing buttons and fucking, you know, different colored bricks on the pyramids. It's like, oh, you can probably hit this, huh? It's like, you know, it's pretty obvious of the puzzles or whatever. The fucking, the bricks you have to hit. It's this big open area with fucking, like, four or five pyramids or, like, temples or whatever there that you're running around to, and you're just, like, you know, you hit a switch in, like, temple one, and that changes something in, like, temple three, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, you're just kind of, like, uncovering little secrets and fucking, like, hitting walls and shit and solving puzzles in the area that connect to each other, you know. It's, you know, this fucking opened up a door here, whatever, that type of thing. But it's fairly fucking straightforward at first. I mean, the bricks you have to press, it's pretty blatantly stand out, like, that's not a problem, you know. It's like, all right, so I hit a fucking brick wall with it, literally and metaphorically. I have the big doors of the fucking the main temple that are open. I'm like, all right, cool. So that's, like, the main puzzle of this, I guess. I can get to the fucking the main fucking big pyramid in the middle. Like, those are open. Those doors are open. And then I can see where I can fucking have to get to in there, like, in the pyramid. There's a big fucking glowing, like, exclamation point that they use to, like, mark, you know, it's like a objective marker type of thing. They have those there in the game. It's like, all right, well, I can see where the next one is. It's, like, right past a gate. After those doors, it's like a fucking, like, a mesh thing or, like, a gate or whatever. So it's like, all right, so I can see the next fucking exclamation point I have to go to, but I can't figure out how to fucking open this gate to get to it. So I was stuck on that, and yeah, we're gonna be stuck with that as you're stuck with me. We'll come back to the thrilling fucking conclusion of Tunisia. We'll be right back.
hard to draw a clear distinction. Who you are, who you were. Through the looking glass, the past and future begin to blur. No one can blame you. Well, they say the world is what you make it. You think, speak, and breathe. And those rules still apply, stuck in one of make-believe. You make the best with what you're given.
Welcome back. So yeah, I was stuck at a pyramid gate, which I couldn't figure out how to open this gate to get to an exclamation point, which is a metaphor for life. So yeah, I mean, I'm in this level, right? This fucking Tunisia level. Yeah, I mean, there's not like really too much to it. Like, there's not really much in the level, really. Like, once you've run around it 50 times like I did and fucking humping every wall. I mean, I swear I had done fucking absolutely like fucking everything I could possibly do. I mean, including fucking, you know, breaking like every fucking pot in the level that you can break. Like, you know, it's fucking like ceramic pots or whatever. And it's like, I'm just going to break all these just to be fucking like sure. Even though there's fucking nothing inside any of them at all. It's just kind of there for like decoration or whatever. I'm just, maybe there's, I don't know, a switch behind there on the wall or some shit, but no, it's like, so yeah, I mean, I can see like some switches that I haven't, like some areas I haven't been to before that are, behind like gratings and shit, like on the ground of like, all right, well, I see like an underground tunnel there, but I can't get there anywhere. I'm just fucking, again, just running around looking at shit. And, so even though I never had to shoot at a switch to activate it before in the game, I'm just fucking like, you know, I'm just like, maybe I have to shoot this switch here that I can see behind this fucking grating or whatever. So I'm running out of options. So I'm trying that, just fucking like shooting a switch and shit, and just fucking like, oh, maybe I'm not at the right angle. Like I'm trying it like multiple times. Just fucking, do I have to like back up to shoot it? Do I have to get closer to these fucking, the grating or whatever? And just, I end up fucking wasting all my fucking ammo doing that shit. Had to fucking reload to save because I was fucking, it's like, dude, I'm fucking myself over. Just like trying shit out, just like shooting switches and like whatever, throwing grenades at shit, and just like, yeah, this is, yeah, Blade of Agony is a total fucking like save scum game too, which, yeah, I mean, normally I hate doing that. I hate just constantly fucking saving every like minute or whatever, and just fucking like reloading and shit. Just if you do poorly or whatever, you get shot a bunch, or just like, ah, reloaded, I guess, try again. But yeah, I mean, if you fuck up or you get fucked up by like a sniper or a trap or some shit, or somebody like hiding out in a corner of a room, you know, your health fucking drops like so fast. It's just like, dude, that'd be just because of that like one little 2 second thing where I just fucking get like blindsided. Like you can just be screwed. You can be fucked like the rest of the level if you're fucking, you know, if you're not like a complete like perfectionist, like from there on out, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, well, I just like, you know what I mean? All this time I spent like gathering like health and ammo, just get fucking eaten up by like a normal shitty like grunt, you know, soldier or some shit who like shot me in the back or like sniped me or some shit. So, yeah, I mean, just, there's some pretty involved, like, platforming, too, in the game, you know, where it's fucking, it's, you know, first-person platforming in general is, you know, they're not great, especially on, you know, on, like, the Doom engine here, where you're, which always seems, like, slidey, you know, has, like, momentum to it, where it's just fucking, like, it's, you try, like, going forward and shit, it takes you, like, a little bit to get to, like, full speed, like, that type of thing, or, like, you jump, and then you can, like, end up, like, sliding for a little bit and shit, just, yeah, it didn't take long before I fucking, cleared out a couple rooms, or I was about to like open a suspicious door and shit, just like, all right, just, yeah, I'm gonna fucking just save here, you know, as I think something's coming up, I'm gonna save, or fucking like whatever, I die a couple times on the spot, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking just like save after every, you know, doing like the platform and shit, like every like couple you know, platforms I make it, I'm gonna fucking save it, just so I don't have to fucking do that shit again, you know. Yeah, I'm just fucking, you know, if I have like low health and shit, I'm just like inching by, you know, save after you kill a couple enemies without taking damage and shit. Again, the game's tough. Like, you know, it's not like fucking like I feel bad for it, but just like in general, I'm just fucking like, dude, I hate games that make you save scum and shit, but it'd be a rough time if you didn't in this one. I was pointing that out. I can't get that, fucking like gate open in the main pyramid. So yeah, it's driving me nuts. I mean, there's a fucking like this shit around. I mean, there's like an oasis there, like a pool of water, one little section of the desert that you can like dive into and shit. And you think there's something there. I mean, if you dive under, there's like a cave there or whatever. There's like a wall. You end up in like a cave. You can come up to like get air and shit. And it's like, all right, well, you see a wall there and shit, just, you know, there's a ledge that you can't quite get to by just, like, jumping, so I'm, like, I'm trying getting up there, like, in staying amount of time, so, like, trying to do that, like, yeah, maybe there's some kind of, like, trick to give you extra height when you jump out of the water, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, hold sprint and go straight up, or start from like the back of the cave and going forward, then coming out at like an angle and jumping at the right time, like just when you come out of the water and all this shit, and try like spamming jump on the, when you're on the, at the top of the water, just climbing, try climbing the walls. Like, you know, can I climb this wall here? Is there kind of some sort of trick to that? Am I missing something, like a ladder type thing, or certain rocks you can climb, or, trying a lot of shit, anything. I'd searched every inch of this fucking place, every inch of the cave, and there's fucking nowhere to go, nowhere in sight that I just, like, I'm pretty sure I've been everywhere, I've tried everything, I don't know. So I was getting seriously pissed off. I mean, it's a Wolfenstein game. It's a good classic Wolfenstein game. I expected to get lost every now and then. If you're, you know, if you've ever played the original Wolfenstein 3D, you know what I'm talking about. Especially that one level, you know, this one level is just insane with the secrets that you have to get through. That one. And if you played it, you know what I mean. So yeah, this in Blade of Agony here, it's like, man, this is some next level lost type shit. No, there's no other part of the game gave me nearly as much trouble as this fucking gate here. I can't. I was on the cusp of just rage quitting the game, which I didn't want to do. Again, it's fucking up to this point. I'm like, dude, this game's awesome. I love it. It's just fucking just this one part here. It's just this one point that I'm just stuck at. I'm like, I gotta after like a couple hours, it's like, yeah, I have to like look up a walkthrough because, I don't want to fucking quit. I just want to see what's going on. So, but of course, because it's like it's an unofficial fucking mod for a game, so there's no easily accessible fucking guides anywhere that I can find. I typed in whatever Blade of Wolfenstein, Blade of Agony, desert level or whatever, and just I found like one or two YouTube videos. It's not much else, and the one I was looking at was fucking like, oh, this one seems like okay, like, you know what I mean? Just fucking the guy running through the level, but. He was playing like an unfinished, like earlier version of the game where there's like no enemy AI or some shit. Like the enemies would just like stand there, just kind of running around, like checking, like looking at the level. I'm like, even that should be fine just to figure out like how the fuck to get past the shit. But what they were doing to get, you know, they got past that gate by just like clipping right through it. Like, you know, again, it wasn't like there's no like, was, like box or whatever there. He just like kind of like clipped through it, like clipped through the floor or some shit to get down there and shit. It was fucking useless. So I don't know. So here's the deal though. Here's the pro tip for the week. When you're playing Blade of Agony, and again, you should, it's a great game. When you get to the Egypt level, right? The Tunisia level, I'm sorry. So, near that gate there that you can see the exclamation point at where you can't fucking get to. To the left of that gate on the pyramid, there's a section of wall that also had a glowing pyramid on it. Yeah, a glowing pyramid. It also had a fucking glowing like exclamation point there. Like there was a waypoint there. I saw that too. It was fucking all right. I went to it and I fucking there's a section of wall with the exclamation point there. Yeah, so you see that? So yeah, I'd already been there. You probably saw that too. I'm going to assume you're not an idiot. You saw the fucking glowing waypoint, so you probably went up to it. But if you're like me, you probably walked up to it and said, "Hey, you know, a glowing exclamation point. I'm going to hit the use key on it," which then turned the exclamation, you know, that glowing yellow exclamation point into a gray exclamation point. Which you then assumed that meant you did what you had to do, that activated something somewhere else in the level, and then you spent hours trying to figure out what that was, like what changed. Well, think again, because that section of wall there you pressed the use key on, you have to push it in, you have to push the wall in. Which is, yeah, I mean, that's a new mechanic that the game fucking throws at you there. It's like, hey, it's just a pushable wall. I mean, you just fucking, like, push the entire thing in. Like, you have to, like, for, like, 5 seconds, just keep walking, like, forward with the wall. That's only just in that fucking one level. Like, every other waypoint in the game you press use on, but that one in particular, it's a push wall. So, yeah, one of those things where once you fucking, like, see that, it's like, oh, it's like, yeah, of course it is. Of course it's a fucking, yeah, of course that's what you would do, but that it completely fucking escaped me the first time I did it. So, again, it's fucking, well, the exclamation point is gone or whatever, like, it turned gray, so I figured I did what I needed to do. You know, I pressed the use fucking button on it, like, I should be fine, but, yeah. And the first fucking hour of fucking wandering fucking aimlessly through the level. I mean, you can fault the game for not like clearly marking that, or you can fault me for being fucking retarded, but I'm just letting you know. I'm just going to pull that out there. Push blocks. That's a thing. I'm just looking out for you in that one level. Because, yeah. Yeah, that was the fucking, the one section that fucking was aggravating me in the game. So, I'm just sharing that. Because I'm such a caring person. That aggravated me. But, actually, where I'm at now, like what I ended up on this week when I stopped playing it up to this point, yeah, the last level I played, which again, this might be the last level I ever fucking play of Blade of Agony. I mean, I hate to end this on a down note again, being a fucking solemn Sally, fucking Debbie Downer. But yeah, I may have fucking broke the game. I don't know. First, I definitely fucking broke the game. I found a fucking glitch in this level here. I'm playing where, you're in like a giant fucking like wind tunnel. And the game's fucking like running choppy already. You know, it's just like this huge fucking huge corridor. And, you know, there's a lot of, effects going on and whatever, and you enter this fucking place and just fucking like, there's wind fucking effects and like whatever, it was like electric fucking bars and shit everywhere, and just, you know, it's just a big fucking area of this fucking, just, you know, loud and a lot of shit happening. I walk in there and I see a guard with his back turned to me, so I'm trying to be smart and like conserve ammo. So I'm like, all right, well, we're going to switch my knife or switch to my shovel or whatever and do like a melee attack from the back and, you know, just, kill him like that. And just, crouch down, get close to him, fucking take a swing, fucking hit him. And the game fucking crashes right there. I just like crashes. Like I hit him and just fucking game crash, fucking whatever, to the desktop and fucking like, oh, it's fucking program has encountered a problem. Do you want to fucking report this and blah blah blah? So that's fucking gay. It happened a couple times, like randomly, like loading like a level or whatever from the headquarters, going to, you know, randomly once or twice, just fucking like a crash. It's like, oh, that's weird. And fucking like reload it and try it again. It's fine. Like, you know, so yeah, it sucks. Whatever. Fucking not a big deal. I mean, again, especially when you're fucking constantly saving the game anyway. So. Yeah, whatever, just fucking start the game up, takes 2 seconds, and fucking, you know, my save is like a minute back, maybe a minute or two. Well, yeah, whatever, man, fucking try it again, go up, fucking the guy's there, take out my shovel, fucking hit him in the back of the head again, and the fucking game crashes again. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a bug. I mean, they just fucking, I think they just made that area like too big and busy and shit, and fucking, you know, the engine can't handle the animation of somebody fucking exploding from like a shovel to the back of the head without the game crashing. So that sucked. I just fucking, like, I'm like, all right, I did it like a third time. So like, I'll see what happens. I just fucking like shoot the guy in the fucking back and just shot him, and it's fine. Like, that works. So, but yeah, that was a bug, I think, but that wasn't like the glitch that fucking discouraged me. But, yeah, that level though, it's kind of like a big maze again. It's fine. You know, it's Wolfenstein. It's fine. It's just, all right, not another base. It's just a giant fucking maze and shit. But like this time, I know, like this time it's like, again, one of the maziest mazes here in the fucking game. I'm talking like a massive, like intertwined, multi-level fucking twisting and turning, like head fuck that, you know, this time I was saying before, like, you know, as you go through them a couple times, you're fine. You understand the fucking layout and shit. You'll be all right. But yeah, even like, again, I went through the entire level fucking multiple times and shit. You know, you're still getting fucking turned around and lost and, once again, the goal of this mission too is a plant C4. You've done it a couple times already throughout the game, so not new, but, you know, and this time it's like, oh, at least there's no time limit. You know, you can fucking spend as much time as you want doing this, so, it shouldn't be a problem, right? You just fucking take your time and do it however, you know, fucking just learn it and just take your time. Shouldn't be a problem, but shouldn't be. That's the key there. So, only instead of planting like three charges of C4, like usual, you know, normal, like whatever, three or four or whatever. This time they want you to plant fucking 15. Like, you have to, like, find the weak, like 15 fucking weak spots to plant the fucking C4. And yeah, those spots are fucking scattered like all over the place, like arbitrarily, like randomly. It's not fucking like, oh yeah, he has a boss or whatever, you fucking kill him, and like, oh yeah, the weak spot's right behind him or something like that. Like, it's like, no, it's just random fucking, like, you know, columns in different places and shit. And yeah, I mean, they give you a compass that is like markers showing you the direction that you're supposed to be going. You know, there's like fucking like a marker on the compass of like, all right, well, we'll just head this way. And once it gets close, like it gets closer to like the center of the compass. So it's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. It's actually pretty modern, convenience, I think, you would think. But the problem is like trying to get near all these fucking, the red spots on the compass, like, because it's so mazy that, you know, the layout's so like twisty and turny and fucking like whatever. It's just like, yeah, it's only, it's like, oh, I'm going in the direction it's telling me, no, there's a fucking dead end here and I have to fucking, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's only really useful when you have to pretty much be in the same room. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, well, now I'm in the room. I know like what wall I have to fucking look for, to find like the weak spot or whatever. So yeah, it took me hours, like fucking hours of wandering around trying to find those fucking spots. And yeah, it's got all these fucking giant fans that'll like, you know, push you into fucking whatever, like, electric fucking, you know, just push you into a wall and kill you, these fucking giant fans and shit. So yeah, I'm turning those off. I'm like sprinting to switches before they turn back on and shit. And, you know, it's more crazy, like platforming sections where, you know, another fucking wind tunnel area that's like, the currents, like the wind currents, like alternating like one way and the other, and you're trying to use these blocks that are like suspended from the ceiling. It's like, yeah, you have to like use those to like prevent yourself from getting blown off the sides and shit and dying. And yeah, I was fucking, you know, monster closets and shit, and just hours of that. I'm just fucking like, oh man, just fucking inch by inch, like, all right, clearing this room out, trying to get past this fucking trap shit, and backtracking, finding a little fucking cubby somewhere where I missed that has like a lever in it, and fucking, you know, there's one like room of like five in a hallway that is fucking like, oh, I guess I didn't go into that one. This one is like a switch that turns something off, and just like, you know, it's pretty rough in that, you know, that area, you know. It's fucking challenging anyway. So, but finally, after doing that for a long time, it's like, all right, so now we have all the C4 planted, right? Cool. Finally did that. But then didn't they give you another objective? The last objective they want you to do is to, it's like, hey, you know, you have to get inside this control room that has a UFO in it, and they want you to launch the UFO, right? So they want you to get in this control room, and there's you know, there are glass windows that you can see in, so you can see in the room you're supposed to get to. So it's like, all right, I can see it, I can see where I'm supposed to go, but I can't see a way to get inside of it. And yeah, you know, I think they told me just like fucking, you know, a little text thing at the top of the screen saying like, hey, you know, this is a launch sequence you got to do to start up the UFO or whatever. So I'm like, all right, so I'm pretty sure I did that. I mean, you had to like take an elevator up to a room that had like a boss in it, kill the boss, and there's like three switches that you have to press. And yeah, I mean, I pressed those. I'm like, all right, done. Like, that's done. So, but I can't get into the fucking, it's like, all right, well, I still have to get in the fucking control room here. I just can't get in there. It's like, I can see a switch that seems like it should open up the room. Like, you know, there's a fucking, like, a, you know, metal fucking door in the way, you know, metal, like, fucking whatever, like, airlock type thing. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this switch should open this airlock thing to get me into this room, but I'm pressing the switch and fucking nothing's happening. You know what I mean? Once again, it's fucking like hours of just like, oh, well, this doesn't work. So what the fuck? So I'm just like going back, like searching the entire fucking level, and just nothing. Like, I can't find it. I'm like, you know, pretty sure I cleared fucking everything out. And, I want to call back to that fucking, GGG Man Lives video again that initially fucking turned me onto this game. And yeah, in that video, he was saying, like, oh, you know, the game took him, like, I don't know, he's like, yeah, it took me, like, 6 or 8 hours to complete it or whatever. So, he's clearly good at these fucking, like, shooters again, this is more concrete evidence that I'm fucking retarded, because, yeah, I played, like, I don't know, like, 15 hours or so I've been fucking playing this fucking game, and I still can't fucking, like, beat it. And, granted, yes, I had to fucking like replay a couple levels and shit, because I fucked them up with my saves and shit. But this one again, like this level is fucking, Yeah, I again, I'm like, all right, well, I just, what the fuck, how do I get in this fucking control room? Again, looking up on YouTube, I actually found a video, just, you know, it looked like it was a finished thing, like the guy was just playing the fucking game and shit, so I was watching that, and yeah, from what I gather, all the fucking person that I was watching did, he's same shit I was doing, just fucking like, all right, well, you know, he get all the C4 and shit, and then he did that, the launch sequence, which I did, and then he fucking, but then it shows him going up to that switch where I'm at, and he flips it, and the fucking, the door opens and shit, and he fucking, that's pretty much the end of the level. He walks in there, he kills a couple guys, and like, hits a fucking control panel, and like, the, you know, the level ends. It's like, well, I'm doing the same shit, I'm right here at this fucking switch, I flip it, and nothing's happening. Like, it just switch just resets immediately, like, what the fuck. So, that's where I'm at with that game. I'm just like stuck. I'm just fucking, I honestly don't know what the fuck I can do here. Like, I don't know. Like, there's nothing like remotely that's fucking left to do here in this level. I think it's just fucking broken or whatever. So that might spell the end of my Blade of Agony days, but don't let that fucking discourage you, despite that shit. I mean, again, it's a good game. It's a badass fucking game. I'm actually contemplating, again, even though as frustrating as that is, I'm thinking about restarting the entire level and seeing if I fucked up somewhere or what, or, you know, if I can fucking, like, do it right or whatever, or if it's just a glitch or what the fuck, but goddamn, it's just, it's so much fucking time on that one level, just, might be fucked and glitched. Like, that's pretty frustrating, but I don't know. We'll see what happens there. In similar news, on more of the old school kind of mod, whatever front. So yeah, apparently there's a PC port of Doom 64. I say apparently, but I actually found it and I downloaded it, and yeah, it actually works extremely fucking well. And yeah, I love me some fucking Doom 64. I booted that up, the fucking, the PC port, and just started playing it for a little bit just to make sure it worked. And it worked, it did. And I had to like stop myself from getting sucked into hell again. Just because, now is not the time for that. But yeah, that was like fucking like an instant fucking nostalgia high playing fucking Doom 64. Like no other fucking Doom game looks or plays like that. I mean, the fucking, the enemies, the fucking, the sound and shit, the lighting, like, fuck me, that's a good fucking game. It's probably the most horror themed of the old Dooms. I mean, like the pre-Doom 3 Dooms, I mean, you know, like the old school 2D ones. But yeah, oh boy, let me tell you, sometime before Halloween, during our annual Spookin' Annie, we're going to be playing some Doom 64, just a heads up, maybe install it, get a head start for our game club we're going to have for that. Yeah, what sucks is you need the fucking, the Doom 64 ROM to play it. Like, it's not like a standalone thing, like you have to fucking, you know, it's just a program that just, you know, translates or whatever, the fucking, the Doom 64 ROM. So, yeah, no problem, I thought. It's going to be a fucking problem getting the fucking, you know, that ROM or whatever. You know, I'll just go to the, oldcomputer.com. You know, if you remember that site, the one I went to get all the fucking ROMs for when I was making, like, the RetroPies and shit, which I made, like, what, like, less than a year ago, like 8 months ago or something, when I made like three or four fucking RetroPies, just fucking like downloading different fucking ROMs off there. So yeah, I go to the old fucking, you know, the site that I paid a fee to get fucking unlimited, like kind of like semi-legitimate access to all their ROMs and shit. Figured that'd be fine. You know, just should be able to go there and just get it. I mean, I know fucking Nintendo has come down with a case of the gays recently and threatened to sue any site that hosted their games, but surely, like, the old computer's fine. I mean, they've been around fucking forever. I don't think they're based out of the U.S., so, again, they kind of tried doing this shit on, like, the up and up for the most part. Again, I'm just fucking, I don't know. I mean, it's just a fucking, like, ROM site, but It's not like one of the, you know, it's just like the reason I like it, it's not like one of those sites you go to is like a million ads everywhere and shit, and like they're not like making a ton of money off of it. It's just, it seems like just a really small operation of just fucking like, no, we just, all we do is we just, you know, we host these fucking files or whatever, and they're not really trying to make money off of it. Like it seemed pretty straight, but so yeah, so I go there, go to the old computer and click on the Nintendo section and fucking like, hey, there's one file there in that entire section. So that's surely not a good sign. And yeah, the one fucking file that's there is titled something like an important message about Nintendo content on the site. And they click on that, and it's just like a text file, like explaining how they don't own or claim to own the rights to any Nintendo products, and they're not providing those the ROMs anymore, and for legal reasons, and blah blah blah. I mean, you know the rest, you know how that shit goes. Fucking gay. So, and yeah, I still fucking only own fucking one game for my fucking Nintendo Switch. So. Again, there you go. That's what happens. So you can still find fucking like Nintendo ROMs. You can still find out there in the wild. Just fucking again, it's just the fact that you have to just go like to these shitty sites that are just fucking like, oh, these ads everywhere, and like fucking like, you know, oh, click this to download, and there'll be like another like fake link below that of like, oh, click here for whatever, some other shit to download. You know what I mean? Start now. The start now button will fucking like take you to like some fucking like virusy shit. So. Yeah, so some of those sites have fucking AIDS. They have fucking Nintendo AIDS. So, anyway, yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, I played Spider-Man. I'm just going to talk about it, like, real quick, just before we get out of here. So, yeah, this is what happens when you fucking release games on a Friday. Like, Shadow the Tomb Raider is doing this week, although I got the expensive one that gives me, I think, a couple days. I think I can play it tomorrow or some shit, but fucking japs. So yeah, I'm also fucking going to see the fucking Chip Chipperson podcast, going to a live taping of that on Friday, so look for me there on Chip Chipperson this week. You'll know who I am, don't worry. You'll get it. My name is really A. Kumia. That's too obvious. Anthony C. Anyway, so yeah, fucking Spider-Man. Technically, it's called Marvel's Spider-Man. So, yeah, it's a game about a teenage boy who can't control his fucking cum. He's just fucking, like, spraying his hot fucking steamy jizz everywhere, covering the entire city in his load. We've all been there. I mean, so... But yeah, this is the PS4 version of fucking Splooge Boy. If you remember like the PS2 era Spider-Man games, and just like how cool it was, like swing around fucking Manhattan in those ones. It's kind of like that. I mean, it's a slightly better version. I mean, it looks better. The combat's better. Mostly because they ripped off a lot of the fucking the Batman, like Arkham games, like that type of combat. It's almost the same thing. I mean, you're fucking dodging when your head glows. It's fucking like, oh, that's my counter or whatever, my fucking dodge cue, and to get out of the way, which is makes sense in this, I guess, because conveniently it's spider sense in this game instead of just fucking like, I don't know, just fucking Batman's head just kind of has like a glow around it. You have to fucking like roll or dodge or whatever. Now, the simple combos is fucking like square to punch, fucking triangle, like shoots out a web or whatever. R1's like your gadgets and shit. So yeah, you have to do like these specific moves or combos to deal with like different enemy types, like a shielded enemy. You have to like slide under and shit and get up behind them, or you have to launch like melee guys in the air and shit and do like air combos on them. Yeah, you have like a special meter that builds up. You can spend that for either like an instant kill to instantly fucking kill somebody, or you press like down on the D-pad and fills up your health and shit. So actually, it would surprise me. It's not fucking like really easy either. I fucking died quite a few times and shit. So yeah, that was surprising. You know, again, either that, I'm just fucking like terrible, or whatever. But you know, playing on normal is fucking like I think like the first boss I died like twice on and shit. But yeah, I mean, the game's pretty good. I'll say that. I mean, the story I could fucking care less about. I mean, they try to mix up like the Spider-Man, like just open world swinging shit by having you play as like Peter Parker. It's like, oh, now I'm playing his fucking Peter in a lab and shit like that. And they have you like solving like pipe dream puzzles, and I don't know, it's kind of dumb. I think, I don't know, it's funny. I appreciate like trying to mix it up a little bit, but it's just fucking like what they put there is like, man, this is fucking like boring as shit. You know, you're walking around a fucking like soup kitchen for some reason, or it's fucking like, oh, now you're playing as like Mary Jane in a sequence. That's fucking, it's like they do like those awful levels from like Uncharted 4, where it's, hey, there's some artifact or something. You're just like picking up like random objects and fucking rotating them and looking at them and shit. And somebody's fucking like commenting on what it is. It's like, dude, this is fucking stupid. Who fucking cares? Those aren't fucking good. Side missions aren't very good either. You know, just fucking like typical open world game setup, really. You know how everybody complains about you have to fucking like climb up towers and fucking uncover the map and in fucking open world games, like how fucking like, oh, that's so like boring and it's cliche and all that shit. Like, oh, come Assassin's Creed gets away with doing this every year without mixing it up and all this shit. Well, guess what you're doing in Spider-Man? Now you're climbing fucking towers, uncover the map, and unlock different side activities and shit. Yet I haven't heard anybody complain about that because you know, it's a Sony game, so they get a pass. And I say that only like half jokingly. But yeah, I mean, the side missions are pretty bad too that they give you. Like, you know, the city feels pretty fucking like barren. You know what I mean? It's fucking just pretty, not much going on. Like, you know, you're fucking like, it's not even like, you know, you're not like on the ground or anything like that. I mean, you're usually fucking flying around, swinging around in the air. So it's not like you're down on the street, like seeing like civilians walking around or anything like that shit. You know, you're just fucking just swinging around, fucking climbing buildings, and just nothing's really fucking going on there. Just you trying to get from A to B. But I mean, the swinging is fucking fun. It is well done. I mean, I think the controls are a little bit loose sometimes. Like if you're trying to like land on like a specific ledge, or like just, you know, be like precise of where you want to go, it's like, I can get kind of screwy. You know, good luck with that. Trying to get fucking exactly where you want to go. Yeah, it's more just kind of pointing the general direction that you want to go, and then fucking flop around and fall from the building and try again like 5 times. But Spider-Man, that's Spider-Man. I mean, I've been trying to do all like the side missions, which are, a lot of the side missions too are just kind of like, hey, beat up these 10 guys, or like chase a car and get on top of it, and then move left and right and press punch a couple times, and not that interesting. So, but it's like, I kind of want to get these out of the way, so I can just, whatever, you know, those upgrades and shit, you know, you're leveling up, and that, you know, it's like, I want to do that a lot, most of that anyway, before I start doing like the main missions, because again, the game is not easy, number one, and number two, I don't want to fucking like, oh yeah, you beat the game, now I don't know, go back and do these side missions that you don't want to do afterwards. So I don't know. So yeah, so those I'm still like in the first act of the game, but yeah, it's fun. It's a good game and shit. It's just going to take a while. You know, it's pretty, there's a lot to do. It'll take a while to fucking do everything, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, that's Spider-Man. I mean, it is a web swinging good time. I'm having fun with it, but we'll probably go deeper next week. Maybe, I don't know. Fucking Fridays, you know, you fucking assholes. Gruntfreepress.com is your daily bugle. I'm Absolute Deicide, your J. Jonah Jameson, and podcast at gruntfreepress.com. That's, I don't know, your bat signal, some shit like that. I don't know. Yep. Podcasts.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.